Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dan Thomas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy White. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Otto Velez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ed Figueroa. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Figueroa covering, for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. White reaches second base with a double. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Munson reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joshua throws the ball into Yount, who tags Piniella trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Munson scores. One out. It's 2-0, Yankees. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. Velez takes first base on ball 4. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randolph is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. One out. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields the ball and throws to Augustine covering. Safe. Stanley moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Tovar moves to third. It's 4-0, Yankees. Moose Haas now pitching. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar scores. White moves to second. One out. It's 5-0, Yankees. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Velez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Velez reaches second base with a double. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randolph hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Velez scores. It's 6-0, Yankees. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Haas, and towards Johnson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Randolph moves to second. Two outs. Ron Blomberg pinch hits for Cesar Tovar. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Munson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Figueroa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Bolling now playing center field. Kevin Koble now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles is hit by the pitch. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Velez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Yankees. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Randolph hits a pop-up towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blomberg for the out. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.